Hello, and welcome to episode 211 of Dark and Stormy Book Club. This week we wrap up our pre-Malice program with tributes to each of the nominees. Enjoy.
I'm Ann Dark.
I'm Tracy Stormy.
And I'm Kathy Knight.
And together we are...
It Was a Dark and Stormy Book Club.
A podcast for mystery lovers.
Welcome.
If you enjoy our show, please consider contributing to the Dark and Stormy Patreon. By becoming a patron, you will help us create better and quality content. There are also benefits to becoming a patron, such as exclusive content and Dark and Stormy merchandise. Become a supporter at patreon.com/darkandstormybc. Check our website for the link. We appreciate any and all contributions. Thank you.
As you know, every year we try to honor those people who are nominated for an Agatha Award. This year is no different. We have not been able to read all the books that were nominated.
We're still working on it.
We're still working on it, but we are going to honor these people since Malice is right around the corner. So we wanted to make sure every author that was nominated got mentioned. Our first category is Best Contemporary Novel. Our first nominee is good friend of the show, Ellen Byron, who is nominated for Cajun Kiss of Death. It was put out by Crooked Lane Books. In Pelican, Louisiana, Valentine's Day has a way of warming the heart despite the February chill. But the air at Crozet Plantation B&B turns decidedly frigid when celebrity chef Philippe Chanson checks in. And when the arrogant Philippe, in town to open his newest Cajun-themed restaurant, perishes in a fiery boat crash, Maggie Crozet's dear friend JJ lands in very cold water. Maggie had planned to devote her February to art lessons in New Orleans, a present from her sweetheart, Beau. But now she has to focus on helping her friend and her mother cross a murder charge off the menu. Meanwhile, Maggie receives a series of anonymous gifts that begin as charming, but grow increasingly disturbing. Does Maggie have an admirer or a stalker? And are these mysterious gifts somehow related to Philippe's murder? Ellen is one of our favorites. This is number 7 in her series. We look forward to each new one, especially the food and the ambiance and the fun in her books.
Next up is Louise Penny for The Madness of Crowds. It is Chief Inspector Armand Gamache, number 17. It was published in August of 2021 by Minotaur Books. It started innocently enough. While the residents of Quebec Village of Three Pines takes advantage of the deep snow to ski and toboggan, to drink hot chocolate in the bistro and share a meal together, the chief inspector finds his holiday with his family interrupted by a simple request. He's asked to provide security for what promises to be a non-event. A visiting professor of statistics will be giving a lecture at the nearby university. While he is perplexed as to why the head of homicide for the Sûreté du Québec would be assigned this task, it sounded easy enough. That is, until Gamache starts looking into Professor Abigail Robinson and discovers an agenda so repulsive, he begs the university to cancel the lecture. When a murder is committed, it falls to Armand, his second in command, and their team to investigate the crime, as well as this extraordinarily popular delusion and the madness of crowds. We are so looking forward to meeting Louise Penny at Malice. She is right up there with one of my favorites. We will tell her how much we love all her books.
We will be fan stalkers, as usual. We're pretty well known for that. The next book in the category is Her Perfect Life by Hank Philip E. Ryan, another very good friend of the show. Her book is called Her Perfect Life. It is put out by Forge Books. Everyone knows Lily Atwood, and that may be her biggest problem. The beloved television reporter has it all: fame, fortune, Emmys, an adorable 7-year-old daughter, and the hashtag her loving fans created, hashtag @perfectlily. To keep it, all she has to do is protect one life-changing secret, her own.
Ooh, that sounds really good.
Hank books always get you going.
I've been a fan of Hank Philip E. Ryan since her Jane Ryland series. I devour everything she writes. Her standalones are amazing.
I agree with you 100%. Her books are always a pleasure when I see them on the shelf and I know I'm going to have a good ride.
And if you're interested in Hank, please go back. We have interviewed her twice. She is a doll. We just love those interviews with her. Next up is Symphony Road by Gabriel Valjean. It is number 2 in his Shane Cleary series. Trouble comes in threes for Shane Cleary, a former police officer and now a PI. Arson, a missing person, and a cold case. Two of his clients whom he shouldn't trust, he does, and the third whom he should, he can't. Shane is up against a crooked cops, notorious slumlords, and a mafia boss who wants what he wants. And then there's a good guy who may or may not be what he seems. Ooh, another good one.
Yeah, Gabriel's books are always good too.
It came out in January of 2021 by Level Best Books.
The only other nominee in this category is Edwin Hill. We had...
Who is Edwin Hill?
I've never heard of him. We interviewed him in our first Agatha nominee episode this year. So you can go back and check that one out.
Talk about being a friend of the show. He's on so much, he should be listed in the credits.
The Edwin Show.
But we love Edwin.
Yes, we do. And the next category is Best Historical Novel, which is one of our favorites. The first book in the series is called Clark and Division. It is by Naomi Hirahara. That was put out by Soho Crime, and it came out in August of 2021. Set in Chicago in 1944, this is the story of a young woman searching for the truth about her revered older sister's death, and brings to focus the struggles of one Japanese-American family released from mass incarceration at Manzanar during World War II. This is an author I have not read before, but I'm looking forward to reading this book very, very much.
Does sound interesting.
Yeah, that whole World War II, the horrible treatment that people got just because they were Japanese American, doesn't sound very American. It was a sign of the times.
Next up is Sujata Massey's The Bombay Prince. It's number 3 in the Praveen Mystery Series. It came out June 1st, 2021 by Soho Crime. I am very excited to be the person to bring this to you because this is one of my favorite series. I actually got to read this one. November 1921, Edward VIII, Prince of Wales and future ruler of India, is arriving in Bombay to begin a 4-month tour. The Indian subcontinent is chafing under British rule, and Bombay solicitor Parveen Mistry isn't surprised when local unrest over the royal arrival spirals into riots. But she's horrified by the death of Franny Cuttymaster, an 18-year-old female Parsi student who falls from a second-floor gallery just as the prince's grand procession is passing by her college. Can Parveen help a suffering family when her own is in danger too? Mm. I highly recommend it.
Sujata is very, very talented at bringing out the feeling that you're right there in India back in the day.
I love the fact that she incorporates real events that happened back in the 20s and then builds a good mystery around it. And I learned so much, and the flavor of India, it's such a beautiful series.
Yes, it is.
Wow, Sujata, because we're going to find you.
That's right. Next book is called Death at Greenway. It's by Lori Rader Day, another friend of the show. I read this book and I loved it. It's by HarperCollins. It came out in October of 2021. Bridie Kelly has come to Greenway House, the beloved holiday home of Agatha Christie, in disgrace. A terrible mistake at St. Prisca's Hospital in London has led to her dismissal as a nurse trainee, and her only chance for redemption is a position in the countryside caring for children evacuated to safety from the Blitz. When a body washes ashore near the estate, Bridie is horrified to realize this is not a victim of war, but a brutal killing. As the local villagers look among themselves, Bridie discovers they harbor dangerous secrets about what has led them to Greenway. With the mystery writer's home as their unsettling backdrop, two young women must unravel the truth before their safe haven becomes a place of death. This was a very good book.
Talk about being talented. Gabriel Valjean has another nomination, and that is for Best Historical. The Devil's Music, Company Files number 3. It came out November 9, 2021 by Winter Goose Publishing. With victory comes revenge, and both attorney Roy Cohn and his supporter J. Edgar Hoover wish to settle accounts. In a race to protect his associates, Jack Marshall relocates them to off-Broadway. Walker, Vera, Leslie, and Sheldon swelter under more than stage lights in New York City. Before the summer is out, before the strange music subsides, there is a mob war and another unexpected addition in the company files. Oh, I have not read this series. I'm going to have to give this one a try. I want to bend Gabriel's ear at Malice and hear more about this.
The only other person nominated in that category is Colleen Cambridge from Kensington Books, and she had Murder at Malowyn Hall, and we interviewed her about a month ago about her books. So it was episode 202, if you'd like to go back and listen to that one. We covered everyone in some way or another in the best first novel.
We think that's the most important category. We think that these are the people we want you to get to know. You probably know who the other people are.
Yes. And these are the people just coming up and they need a little extra push. The Turncoat's Widow by Mally Becker, Level Best Books.
A Dead Man's Eyes by Lori Duffy Foster, Level Best Books.
Arsenic and Adobo by Mia P. Manansala, Berkeley Press.
Murder and the Master by Judy L. Murray, Level Best Books.
And Mango, Mambo, and Murder by Raquel V. Reyes, Crooked Lane Books. The next category is Best Nonfiction. The first book is Murder Most Grotesque, The Comedic Crime Fiction of Joyce Porter. It's by Chris Chan, and it's published by Level Best Books. Joyce Porter is the funniest crime writer you've never heard of until now. Creator of DCI, Wilfred Dover, Scotland Yard's laziest and rudest detective, Eddie Brown, a school teacher forced into Cold War spycraft against his will, and Constance Ethel Morrison Burke, the Han Khan, a boisterous noblewoman turned private eye. Porter filled her mysteries with outrageous situations, sparkling dialogue, and over-the-top humor. This tribute to her works is for mystery lovers who enjoy laughing while they piece together clues. I have not read Chris Chan before, and I really don't recall reading anything about Joyce Porter. This is going to be a whole new adventure. I'm going to do some research and see if I can't find some of these books. They may be out of print. I don't know how long ago.
You know who will know? Chris Chan, and we'll talk to him about it at Mathis. Next up is The Irish Assassin, Conspiracy, Revenge, and the Phoenix Park Murders That Stunned Victorian England by Julie Cavanaugh. It came out August 3rd, 2021 by Atlantic Monthly Press. In a story that spans Donegal, Dublin, London, Paris, New York, Cape Town, Julie Cavanaugh thrillingly traces the crucial events that came before and after the murders, from the adulterous affair that caused Parnell's downfall to Queen Victoria's prurient obsession with the assassinations and the investigation spearheaded by Superintendent John Mallon, also known as the Irish Sherlock Holmes. We look forward to talking to Julie about this. Sounds fascinating.
Yes, it does. The other book in this category is called How to Write a Mystery, a Handbook from Mystery Writers of America by Mystery Writers of America with editors Lee Child and Laurie R. King. And that came out from Simon and Schuster.
The other book in the category is The Combat Zone, Murder, Race, and the Boston Struggle for Justice by Jan Brogan. We interviewed her just recently, so go back and listen. That is a very fascinating story.
Yes, it is. Well, that's Best Nonfiction. And then our last category of books is Best Children or Young Adult Mysteries. And the first one is Cold-Blooded Murder. It is Myrtle Hardcastle Mystery Number 3. It's by Elizabeth C. Bunce. It came out October 2021 by Algonquin Young Readers. When the proprietor of Layton's Mercantile is found dead on the morning his annual Christmas shop display is about to be unveiled, it's clear a killer had revenge in mind. But who would want to kill the local dry goods merchant? Perhaps someone who remembers the mysterious scandal that destroyed his career as a professor and archaeologist. When the killer strikes again, each time manipulating the figures in the display to foretell the crime, Myrtle finds herself racing to uncover the long-buried facts of a cold case and the motivation of a modern murderer. That sounds rather good.
Next up is The Forest of Stolen Girls by June Herr. It came out April 20th, 2021 by Fuel and Friends. And this one sounds really good, and I think I'm going to read it. Hawani's family has never been the same since she and her younger sister went missing and were later found unconscious in the forest near a gruesome crime scene. The only thing they remember their captors wore a painted white mask. To escape the haunting memories of the incident, the family flees their hometown. Years later, Detective Min, Hawani's father, learns the 13 girls have recently disappeared under similar circumstances, and so he returns to their hometown to investigate, only to vanish as well. Determined to find her father and solve the case that tore their family apart, Hawani returns home to pick up the trail. As she digs into the secrets of the small village and reconnects with her now estranged sister, Hawani comes to realize that the answer lies within her own buried memories of what happened in the forest all those years ago.
Ooh.
That sounds... Ooh, I gotta read this book. Obviously isn't for little kids.
No. I play one on TV.
You do?
It's the name of our next book. It's by Alan Orloff. It came out in July of 2021 from Down and Out Books. All's great for 16-year-old actor Dalton Black as he portrays a teen killer on a crime reenactment show. That is, until he realizes someone is stalking him. When that someone turns out to be Homer Lee Varney, the man convicted of the murder, things take a dark turn, and Dalton is afraid for his life. What does Varney want? Some sort of twisted revenge? Or something even worse? That sounds good, too.
Children's books are really up in their game.
Yeah.
Next up is Leisha's Song by Lynn Slaughter. It came out in June of 2021 by Fire and Ice Young Adult Books. Leisha knows something's wrong. Her beloved vocal coach at boarding school would never have resigned and disappeared like this in the midst of preparing her prize student for a major vocal competition. Leisha's determined to find her, make sure she's okay. Cody, a sensitive cellist, insists on helping her. Sparks fly, clues multiply, and romance blossoms. Despite the disapproval of their families, Leisha's desire to be with Cody and pursue music rather than medicine puts her on a direct collision course with her African-American father, the only parent she's ever had. But even more immediate threat looms because as Leisha draws closer to the truth about her teacher's disappearance, she puts her own life in grave danger.
Another.
Yeah, wow.
And the final book is called Enola Holmes and the Black Baroche. It came out August 31st of last year by Wednesday Books. Enola Holmes is the much younger sister of her more famous brothers, Sherlock and Mycroft. But she has all the wits, skills, sleuthing inclinations of them both. At 15, she's an independent young woman. After all, her name spelled backwards reads Alone, and living on her own in London. When a young professional woman, Miss Letitia Glover, shows up on Sherlock's doorstep, desperate to learn more about the fate of her twin sister, it is Enola who steps up. It seems her sister, the former Felicity Glover, married the Earl of Dunhinch, and per a curt note from the Earl, has died. But Letitia Glover is convinced this isn't the truth, that she'd know, she would feel if her twin had died. That's another one. I've got to read this.
My goodness, I need to quit my job and just read.
Well, I retired and I still don't have time to read all this. And our final category, we need to honor the people nominated for Best Short Story.
A Family Matter by Barb Goffman, Alfred Hitchcock Mystery Magazine, January-February 2021.
A Tale of Two Sisters by Barb Goffman again. In Murder on the Beach, Destination Murders.
Docks at Midnight by Richie Navarez in Midnight Hour Crooked Lane Books.
The Locked Room Library by Gigi Pandian, Ellery Queen Mystery Magazine, July-August 2021.
Bay of Reckoning by Sean Riley Simmons and Murder on the Beach, Destination Murders. And speaking of Sean, she is one of the hardest working women when it comes to malice. We know that she will not be there this year due to some health issues, and I know she's going to miss being there, but I think all of us are going to miss her not being there. She is such a ray of sunshine.
And we send her love and healing thoughts that she gets better soon. We'll see her next year anyway.
That's for sure.
Well, that is our rundown of nominees.
And the next time we talk to you, we will be announcing the winners and telling you all about how fabulous Malice was.
Yes. So if you can't be there, be sure and listen next week anyway.
We will bring you along with us.
Yes, we will. That wraps up our Malice prequel. The next time we talk, Malice will be over for another year. We thank you for listening. And if you haven't listened to our last week's program, we are still spinning from the reaction to our program with Joel Schwartz, who is the attorney and author of the book Bone Deep about the Betsy Faria Pam Hupp case that's been on television and Dateline, you name it, and it's still in the news. So be sure and go back and listen to that, because that's one of our really good episodes. And remember,
life would be boring without a little mystery.
Bye.